Write down what you feel a beautiful life looks like to you, as if you already have that beautiful life. Where do you live? Where do you travel? Who do you travel with? Write down as if it's already happened. Thank you, divine, God, love, whatever you choose to call your higher self. Thank you for my beautiful life, because I live here. I have harmonious relationships. I have more money than I could use. I love to give my money because I make so much money. I love to tithe. I wrote all these things down for years, and now it's manifested 100% even more beautiful than I could have imagined, Dom. So if a little Aussie girl who left school when she was 15 can do it, so can you.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Attention, attention, attention. You're tuning into the Going North Podcast. And today's special sponsor is the Going North Podcast Advancement Shop, baby. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Because we got some brand new hats now to add to the collection. So that's right, folks. We got some Going North Podcast hats, some Advance Others to Advance Yourself hats, and a few other designs. So head over to the goingnorthpodcast.com shop. Pick up a hat or two for your wonderful, wonderful, brilliant, bright head of yours are tuning in, and check it out like a library book, my friends. Bonus points if you shoot us a picture of you rocking the hat so we can shoot it to the folks out there who rock and listen to this show. Now, let's get on with today's episode. And today on the Highlight Reel, Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today, my friends. That's right indeed. We got one of those super seasoned guests, y'all. That's right indeed, because she's in high demand, y'all. That's right indeed. She's in high demand. That's right. Almost like weed itself, high demand indeed, because today's wonderful guest, y'all, a freaking living legend, y'all, because she is an international best-selling author, folks, as well as a successful songwriter, as well as a rock singer from Australia, entrepreneur, and global transformational leader. So let's give it up for Miss MB herself, the fabulous Michelle Blood. How you doing today, Michelle?
I'm doing great, Dom. Happy Thursday.
Oh, yes, right indeed. Got you saying it now.
I often do that on days of the week.
There you go. So indeed, wake people, folks up and be like, oh, yeah, it is Thursday. All right, cool.
And someone who's listening to this on a day that's not Thursday, don't be confused. It's okay. You're fine.
Oh, that would be great, though. It'd be like, yeah, they listen to it like on a Monday. Be like, wait, it's Thursday already. What kind of time skip is this? I just woke up and tripped into a portal. Like, dude.
Yeah, right. A different kind of funnel.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, the days you just wake up one day and you're in a sales funnel for no reason. Like, how'd I end up here?
This is not my house. This is not my beautiful life. Where am I?
Heck yeah, indeed. And be like, where is this penguin coming from? And then there's a camel over there with a copy of Michelle's book on it. Like, what's going on?
That was funny. Where'd this penguin come from? Random much, Dom?
Well, you know, product placement. In this case, also penguin placement. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But hey, it ain't just about penguin placement. It's about the marvelous Michelle herself. So my goodness, if you were to describe your journey to the lady that you are today in three words, what would they be and why?
Oh, oh boy. I am grateful. There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, why is she so grateful?
Because I have a beautiful life.
Oh, yeah, that's right indeed. The BL, y'all. That's right indeed. The BL that folks need. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. That's right. It's so beautiful. That's right indeed. And if I'm not mistaken, you're multilingual too, right? Because of all the wonderful work you did with Bob Proctor and all the motivational giants, past
Yeah,
and present.
I speak American, English, New Zealand, Australian, a little bit of Malay, a Hausa.
There you go, Malay, Frito-Lay, all the Lays. Yep, that's right indeed. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Yes, indeed. That's right indeed. Yeah, because I heard you actually went through a bad car accident that helped you to transform and really come into the self-help world and then actually dominated it.
Yeah, it was, there are no accidents, right? I was on my way home from a gig from Brisbane to Sydney, which is about 14-hour drive. So I was tired, so I fell asleep, but that's okay. I'm not the driver. But the truck driver fell asleep. It was a really cold winter night and he had the heater on in the truck. And as the passenger, all the equipment went into me. And so I was in the hospital for months and months and months with so many injuries. It was unbelievable. But the worst thing that you could think would happen to a rock singer who's doing backflips and doing crazy stuff on stage like I used to do. I mean, at one stage we gigged nonstop for 7 years. We were very popular. And it was very hard work managing the band, being the singer of the band, songwriter. But I loved it. I loved it. And we were finally getting some attention in Europe as well. And then this truck accident happened. But it ended up being the best thing that could have ever happened to me. So there you go, because I'm still making music every year. And at my age, I probably wouldn't be if I was in that type of rock and roll still. I'd probably be thought of as too old for sure, but not now.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Not ever. But hey, folks are still doing farewell tours, though.
Well, that's true. That's true. And it is true. I do occasionally get asked to do a gig in Australia as, you know, the oldies. So, you know, one of the oldie bands. But I don't do them, though. It's too far to travel. I live in America now.
I guess the flight will probably hell on the body, I imagine.
No, I'm just kidding. I still go to Australia every year to visit my family.
There we go. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Indeed. Don't have to leave them all abandoned and be like, ah, I knew she was going to be big. Just not that big. I'm like, ah, no, she's forgotten us. No. We all must sit here as turtles waiting for the grand return.
Yeah, my family don't think of that. Australians don't do that. With success in the family, they don't talk about it. Tall poppy syndrome or something. But anyway, do you want to know what happened in how I transformed from the hospital?
Oh, yes, ma'am, indeed.
Well, what happened was people were sending me tapes and different things, and I was told, you know, if I do survive all the operations, I probably wouldn't walk again. If I did, it'd be weird walking. Anyway, so someone had a book on called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, a cassette player. People, young people, if you don't know what a cassette player is, you can look it up on Google because this is back in the 80s. Anyway, and one of the things I loved about the book was he talks about his son was born completely deaf, and Napoleon Hill would go into his little infant son's room every night and he would do affirmations, auto-suggestion, you hear perfectly, et cetera, all this positive input. And the little boy ended up getting, by the time he was four, 30% of his hearing, which was impossible. And do you know what I mean, Dom, when you hear something for the first time, because I'd never heard of affirmations or anything like that, and there's something in the marrow of your bones that you know that you've just heard something that's true. You know what I mean?
Ah, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so I said, okay, I'm going to do an affirmation. You've got to do an affirmation It's got to be a positive statement you say to yourself about yourself, and it must be stated in the now as if it's already happened. So I would say, I am healed. I know I am. I love myself. I am my friend. Because I wasn't healed, didn't love myself, felt like absolute crap. And so, oh, I thought, great, I've got the perfect affirmation because none of that is true, but I would love it to be true. But the thing is, I kept saying it over and over again, but it didn't work because affirmations don't work if you don't believe them. And how could I believe something when I'm in the hospital and in traction on a steel-plated bed, no, not even a mattress or a pillow. How could I believe that all of that was true? So what happened? I had a huge epiphany. I'm a singer-songwriter. You can't get a jingle or a song out of your head. You don't have to believe in Toyota or Vegemite to that jingle to stay in your head. So you don't have to believe it if you sing it. So I got a cassette player, an empty cassette, and I always used to have one with me anyway, Dom. In times when I got a songwriting idea, I would sing it onto a cassette if I was traveling, because then I wouldn't lose it, because short-term memory, you forget it. Wow, I had a great song and now I've forgotten it. So I had that with me. So I just started singing, I am healed, I know I am. I love myself, I am my friend. Over and over and over again. Excuse the singing, it's early in the morning here, not warmed up. But anyway, I listened to it over and over again. And to make a long story short, not only did I become healed, it was miraculous how it happened. The affirmation music, I went into a studio after I got out of the hospital to do more affirmation songs, not for the public, but just for me and my band, because I thought if that works, if that little ditty worked to heal my body, imagine. So I started writing about being a magnet to money, about success, persistence, beautiful I am love, beautiful self-confidence songs. And before I knew it, the media had found out about my miraculous healing, because I'm a rock singer. And they started doing interviews with me. And then after that, promoters from all over the world were saying, we want to hire you to sing these affirmation songs and speak about how it happened with Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer. Isn't that exciting? And I said, I don't know who in the hell they are. Bob Proctor and all these people. But when they offered me as much money as they offered me, I went, hell yes, I'll do it. But I had no intention of becoming an author or traveling the world or having such huge success with all of these affirmation songs. And I ended up working with Bob Proctor for 7 years. I got his book, You Were Born Rich, to be a bestseller. We did events all over the world together. I ended up running his company and my business from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, lived there for nearly 4 years. I mean, it was just traveled to about 26 different countries doing events. And it was, I gave my band 6 months notice. I did the right thing, because otherwise the wives of the band members would have killed me. The money's gone. She's gone. So I did the right thing. And then after that, I left Australia and worked all over the world and eventually settled in California in the mountains. I've got, I work every day, but I don't feel that I'm working because I love what I do so much. And I have students, I teach meditation as well now and so many other things. And I've written so many books. It's ridiculous. I have new books every year. And you wanted to talk about that, didn't you? To inspire people to publish their own work?
Yes, ma'am, indeed. Heard you even publish one of your past books in 3 days.
Well, I didn't publish it in 3 days. I wrote it in 3 days. I was in Kuala Lumpur. I'd never typed because, we didn't have computers or anything when I was a kid or a teenager even, And Bob Proctor said, he's going back to Toronto in Canada and he'll be back in a month, him and his wife. And he said, you've got these great affirmation power albums with all these beautiful affirmation songs. He said, why don't you write a book to go with it? And I said, okay. And by the time he came back, the book was written. After 30 days, it was written in 3 days. And I managed to get it printed and everything out in the bookstores within a month. By the time he got back, he was in shock. And he asked me, how did you do that? He said, I take 2 years to write a book. And he loved the book too. He said, this is crazy. How did you do it? And I said, I just recorded everything that I knew, wrote a table of contents and just recorded each chapter. And then I had it transcribed. Bam. Done. Done and done.
Hashtag magical Michelle. Yes, ma'am. Indeed. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I think people don't go and do something because they don't think they know how to do it. But, you know, I teach people the KISS method. Keep it simple and spiritual. Do everything as simply as you can. You can do anything. And these days you can be taught anything. YouTube, you help you change a tire. I mean, anything. Make a rocket ship, brain work. I mean, you can just learn anything with the internet these days. So people have no excuse. And back in the day, to get published, you really did have to have a book publisher. But I just managed to go around to all the bookstores and get it put into bookstores. And eventually I found a way of being self-published. And that was many, many years ago before people even thought of self-publishing. And so nowadays it's easy because you can just do a PDF. You can get print on demand. You can go through some Smashwords and all these different places, Audible for, you know, audiobooks. You could go to so many different places easily and effortlessly to get your book and audiobooks out there. It's incredibly easy these days to do it. So I feel like everybody has a book in them, you know, and I think a book is a good calling card because if you have a book about something that you do in your career, people tend to take you more seriously just because you've got a book. Well, she must know what she's talking about. She's got a book. Yeah,
that's
so like
those things.
So like Dom says, you know, the mantra, you know, advance others to advance yourself. And that's what we're doing today. So just go for it. And I've got a how to write a book in 3 to 30 days online course. And if any of your people listening want it, I can give it to them for free. If they really want to know about all fiction writing, nonfiction, how to publish, ISBNs, everything you need to know about getting your book published, you can have it for free from me.
Sure, she's about to make the hoes do tricks, y'all. Michelle got gifts, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Santa Claus just became cuter and slimmer. That's what I'm talking about indeed. That's what I'm talking about indeed. Freaking fabulous. So my goodness, so do you feel like your history and experience of running a rock band like help you to really transition more smoothly into the business space that you're in now with, I guess, the relentless always like playing gigs, always staying fit, always making sure you're on top of your game?
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. Because I mean, some of our gigs went for 5 hours and I'm dancing and singing. You have to be fit. You have to be healthy. It was definitely not drugs, whatever they say, sex, drugs and rock and roll. Well, maybe sex, but, but no. And definitely rock and roll, but definitely no drugs or drink. Not for me. And not in my band. I wouldn't let anyone have an alcoholic drink until after the gig because you've got to be the best. And it took me years to get the best players in Australia. I had the best band, amazing musicians. And so if one musician is out of tune, the whole band is out of tune. You're going to be fired. And so you've got to be very, very disciplined and rehearse and know your stuff back to front and get the best road crew, the best sound equipment, you know, do everything that you can to make it brilliant. And then also be able to, you know, as a manager of the band, I also had to juggle because we didn't get paid much back in the day. That's for sure. I had to make sure I had enough money every week to pay the road crew, who were very expensive because they were really good. All the musical equipment, sound equipment, we had to hire big double fourways and the trucks and then be able to pay the band something so we could all eat, you know. I mean, I remember back in the day, the band In Excess, Michael Hutchins, we were doing supporting them in a gig in Melbourne, and my road crew the next day, they said, "You're never going to guess what happened last night." And I said, "What?" They said, "We went to get burgers after the gig and Michael Hutchins was there and he recognized us as the road crew for you guys. And he asked us if we could buy him a burger because he didn't have any money, because back in those days in Australia, you got nothing really. All the money went to all these other expenses. So I definitely learned how to stretch a dollar, work out how to get to the gigs, get an agent, all the things that I had to do to manage the band. You have to be extremely disciplined. And that's why I say to people, if you can learn to run your business like you would a successful rock band, you will always be successful. You will never hire a bass player who's a lousy bass player. So in your business, do the same thing. Only hire the best people or consultants to do the work with you. I mean, the people I work with have stayed with me for over 20 years. My assistant Trevor for 18 years, because we work well together and we're loyal and, you know, we look after each other. So I treat my business and the people that I get to work with me, developers for apps, Holly Fuller, she's amazing, all the apps that we've developed together. You get the people who are the best and who are loyal and who are enthusiastic about what they do, just like a rock band, and then you'll always have success.
Sweet. Bam. Yeah, that's right, dude. Bam, bam, baby. That's right, dude. That's right, dude. Get those A players, y'all. That's right, indeed. The enthusiastic. Who care? That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. And that's huge. 18 years, so a man is legal. Congratulations. That's freaking huge.
You are one funny dude. Penguins and... So tell me about your books that you've written.
So first book, that was one I wrote on a dare called Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself. And that was back when I was at a networking conference handing out reading lists to people as a way to stand out, as opposed to business cards, because business cards usually end up in the trash. So I was like, reading lists.
Oh, that's a good idea. Reading list. Good idea.
Oh, yeah. And one lady handed the list to, she looked at me, looked at the list, was like, "Hey, where's your freaking name on this list?" And I'm like, "Hey, yeah, my name's right there at the bottom. My contact info, the Don Bribe, and the fourth." She's like, "No, talk about you as an author." And I'm like, "Oh, no." I was like early 20s at the time. I'm like, "Dude, I got nothing to write about." And she dared me to write a book. And at first I was like, "Nah, this place kind of intense. I'm good." But then thinking about it and talking with a buddy about it, it's like, you know what, let me go ahead and give it a shot. And 10 months later, was able to get the book out there in October 2016, Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself. And a year later, eventually started this show with the same name, and out of nowhere, got me to wonderful folks like you, because it's like, oh, this podcasting thing, it's one hell of a drug.
Well, I went north because I was down under, or was I up and over?
I guess sunny side up for you. She does excellent music.
Sunny side up music. I like that. That'd be a good name for a record company.
There you go. That's right indeed. And the smart Alex will be like, "So how are your eggs here?" And we're like, "For you, they're Benedict." Don't worry, folks. We cracked the code, y'all. We cracked the code.
Yeah, we did.
That's right, indeed. Speaking of cracking the code, funny enough, like in... Well, then again, you got a lot of content to go through. But my goodness, like, when did you first discover your gift for singing anyway? Was it like a mini Michelle where you're like, I don't know, in school or somewhere else? And
I was two. And my mother said I could sing all the songs on the radio at two. Even though I couldn't speak fluently yet, I could sing. And by the time I was five, I was on kids TV. Singing. So I started at five professionally.
Well, okay. All right, cool.
I actually
mystery solved.
my mum didn't know anything about it, but I saw that there was this kids TV show that I loved in Australia, and they said that they were doing auditions for new people, for new kids to be on the show. And so I wrote to them. I was five. I wrote to them and I said, I would like an audition, blah, blah, put my phone number. They called my mum. My mother knew nothing about it. Nothing about it. She was shocked, you know. And so she said, you want to go on this audition? And I went, well, that's why I wrote to them. And so she took me to the audition. She had no idea that that's what I wanted to do because I was a pretty quiet little kid. And yeah, and I got the audition. Yeah, she said, you were really quiet and then you get on stage and we'd all be in shock. This tiny little blonde kid, you know, with this big voice.
Oh, so were you one of those ambiverted introverts, I should say? One of those quiet but extroverted folks?
Yeah, definitely not extroverted. Just I was home when I was on stage. I just felt at home. Must be a past life thing, but I was definitely. But I wanted to give your listeners some free products, if I could do that now, Dom.
Oh, yeah, go on ahead.
Thank you. If you just go to Michelle Blood, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, just one L, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Blood, B-L-O-O-D. It's Irish. It's my father's name. It's not rock and roll. It's actually a real name. MichelleBlood.com. /going north, you will get my new manifestation video book, which is the world's first video book. It's incredible. You will get my favorite chapter from that, Are You a Mystic, which I think you'll find very, very interesting to see who you are, really find out, go deep. You'll also get my book, The Magic of Affirmation Power, and one of my favorite albums that Bob Proctor actually wrote a lot of lyrics with me for is Songs for Success. You'll get all of that for free. But if you actually email, contact me as well, team@themysticalexperience.com, team@themysticalexperience.com. And if you want that book writing course as a gift, just email me and put in the subject line, you know, that you're a friend of Dom and that you would like the book writing course and we will send it to you as a gift.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Indeed. That's right. Indeed. That's right. Indeed. That's right. Who needs to wait till December, y'all? Go ahead and grab your gift now, y'all. That's right. Indeed. That's right. Indeed. That's right. This Santa Claus even has songs, too. That's right. Indeed. That's right. Indeed. That's right.
Sunny side up. Well, you'll feel sunny side up when you listen to the songs. They're very happy, up vibe songs. And your mind will be swimming with positive affirmations instead of, you know, complaining or you're not sure what to do or being on a fence about going for it with your life. You'll get off that fence immediately. You won't even get near a fence again. You'll have, you know, galloped over. Like I love the way Bob Proctor used to talk about it. You know, your people live in fear and there are many, many different levels of fear. But then if you jump over what's called the terror barrier, which a lot of people feel. They don't want to jump out. They're like, oh, who am I to do that? Who are you not to do that? You know, of course you've got to do it. It's you. There's only one you. And once you've jumped over doing it scared, even if you're scared, do it scared anyway, jump over that terror barrier. And then you land in the creative plane of life where there are butterflies and deer. Like my life, seriously, there's a deer like while I'm washing up this morning at the window. There are squirrels and rabbits everywhere. I'm like Snow Bloody White. It's ridiculous. You will live in a land of creativity where you cannot stop yourself from creating new products, new businesses, you know, going out there and doing good in the world, making people happy. And you can make people happy. People say you can't make people happy. That's rubbish. Of course you can. A nice compliment, a sincere thought, doing something, tithing to people. There are so many ways to uplift the world around you, including even your own neighborhood. And my neighborhood is squirrels, so I uplift them by feeding them. The reason I have so many animals come here is because I cheat. I feed them. Easy. You want rabbits? Give them carrots. I have them like popsicle sticks, corn and carrots, like on a screwdriver, like on a screw on these boards, so they can just come up and start, you know, eating away at the corn and all the carrots. And so my cats get to what I call cat TV. They just have to look out the window and at all the animals.
There you go. Manifest your own National Geographic.
Exactly. Yeah. Your own nature park.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about indeed. So my goodness, so since you've been on a boatload of interviews, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often?
I think the question would be, what can somebody do to change their life immediately? And just begin, take action. And if you want a beautiful life, one of the things that you can do immediately is write down what you feel a beautiful life looks like to you, as if you already have that beautiful life. Where do you live? Where do you travel? Who do you travel with? Write down as if it's already happened. Thank you, divine, God, love, whatever you choose to call your higher self. Thank you for my beautiful life, because I live here. I have harmonious relationships. I have more money than I could use. I love to give my money because I make so much money. I love to tithe. I love having a really safe, beautiful car that doesn't hurt the environment. I love all the animals around me. You know, just I live in a quiet, serene, beautiful place. I wrote all these things down for years, and now it's manifested 100% even more beautiful than I could have imagined, Dom. So if a little Aussie girl who left school when she was 15 can do it, so can you.
Well, two more questions to let you make a run for it. So the first one's a fun one. So if your fabulous, fabulous, wonderful book, that's also the first ever video book, workbook indeed, Manifestation Through the Power of Mysticism. If that book were a food, what would it be and why?
Oh, God, that would be a smorgasbord of every type of organic, beautiful fruit that you could imagine, and food, luscious salads. The best smorgasbord in the world.
Ah, there you go. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. And the magical question for every guest is, if you were to wake up tomorrow and you were 25 again, but you're still in the current year, what advice would you give to yourself?
Sorry, if I was 25, I woke up tomorrow and I was 25, I would be hallelujah. That's where my ass went. That's my answer. There you go.
She's like, hooray, the physical seasoning is gone. Hooray, reset.
I mean, the amount I work out these days just to, you know, stay slim and toned, it's the old days. It's like, but then again, I was on stage. I remember Tina Turner. Someone said to her, how do you stay so slim and fit? And she went, excuse me, do you see what I do on stage every night? <You know? laughs> So that was my exercise, that's for sure.
Woohoo! Well, there you have it, folks. That's right indeed. My Michelle Blood, y'all. That's right indeed. She mentioned that she has gifts throughout the whole wonderful episode indeed, and they're all freaking good. So good. There's 10 O's in it. It's good stuff indeed. So one more time for the folks at home, where can folks keep up with the mighty Michelle herself?
Well, to get that free gift, you just go to michelleblood.com/going north. And there's lots of information there and all showing you where all my products and websites and everything are. So just go for it. Get those free gifts and have the experience, because it'll change your life very, very, very quickly, because your mind will be changed. So go for it, my friends. And thank you, Dom, very much for a lovely interview and lots of laughter. God bless you for being so fun and joyful.
Woo-hoo. Right back at you indeed. Your fun and joyfulness is what brings you here indeed. And that's a gift. That's right indeed, folks. And y'all got a gift today indeed. So any other parting words, Michelle, before we close up shop?
No, just know that you can do it. Nothing is impossible to you. You can do it. Everybody can do it. You can do it, and you are loved. You're never alone.
If you're listening to this, that means you're one cool individual. If you want to be cooler than two cucumbers, share this episode with someone that you think will enjoy it too. And be sure to subscribe and keep being fabulous.